yourself and be broken in pieces. Assemble yourself from the east, north, south, and west and be broken in pieces. Take your counsels in the regions of the sea and it shall come to naught. Speak your word and it shall not stand, for God is with us.
Hallelujah. You may be seated tonight in heavenly places. It is good to be with you again. I was telling Pastor Robert in my hotel room, I said that the congregation don't really know what we go through to bless them. Listen, never take any man of God for granted. You never know. We die all day long for your sake. I'm telling you. Amen. But he's a good God. Tonight, how many of you brought your anointing bottles? Say, tonight, I am anointed for battle. So I want to take some few minutes. Robert is here. He's one of my sons in the ministry. I brought him up many years ago. One of the powerful evangelists in Ghana today. He's been holding tremendous crusade with great signs and wonders and miracles these days. Thank God and I appreciate God for his ministry. Want to take some few minutes, get you into the word, and get you ready to be anointed for battle. Say, anointed for battle. Are you ready for battle? You see, yesterday we started talking about, we were dealing with altars and covenants of the land as a result of altars. We connected it to thrones and to dominions. That when you start touching altars, you are dealing with some very heavy stuff. Because these are things that the enemy over the years have succeeded to blindfold the church. So that there are a lot of people who are affected by altars and don't even know what altars are and the power of altars. But I proved to you yesterday that these altars are very powerful, and there are altars on the earth and altars in heaven. And when the right thing is done, heaven responds to altars on the earth. And prayers are said, mixed with incense, according to scripture, from the altars that is before the throne. We'll see if we can go into some of those things tomorrow. But tonight, because I asked you to come with the anointing, I want you to be anointed for battle. Because as soon as you start touching altars from your background, you are dealing with battle. You are dealing with warfare. The enemy is going to come after you. You must understand that when Gideon overthrew the altars of his father's house, he woke up in the morning and the altars were destroyed, the idols were destroyed, and they were mad and said, who did this? So when you overthrow those altars of your background, the devil is going to react. There will be a reaction. So you got to be anointed for battle. And when you do the right thing, like I said yesterday, you don't have to go to your father's village or your mother's village to deal with those altars. You can stand here in the city of Chicago, if there is a land here, stand there on the land out there and negate the powers of those altars. Nullify and overthrow and destroy those altars and command those covenants to be annulled in the name of Jesus. Pull down those altars and raise up new altars in Jesus' name by pouring oil to the ground. I told you yesterday that the ground or the earth or the land has mouth. And it has ears. The Bible says, hear, O earth. Hear, O earth. It means that it has ears. Then he said in Genesis 4 that the earth has opened up his mouth and received the blood of your brother Abel. And Moses said, if I be a man of God, then let God do something new and do what he hasn't done before. And he said, if the earth open up his mouth and swallow you up, then you shall know I'm a man of God. So the earth has mouth and the earth speaks and it hears. And to those of you I said yesterday that come from Africa, there are a lot of things that affects you even though you live in the white man's city or you live in America and you speak slangs and you act like you didn't come from Africa. There are a lot of things fighting you right here from your very background. And I said that a lot of you are first generation Christians of your family. Now, what does that mean? It means that before you came to Christ or you had an encounter with Christ, nobody in your family has ever had an encounter with Christ. Amen? It means that nobody in your family have had an encounter with Christ. What does that mean? It means that before your generation, the generations after you contacted or had an encounter with some deity, some other deity, but Jesus Christ. And I told you that altars are a meeting place between the visible and the invincible, a meeting place between immortality and mortality. It's a meeting place between the supernatural and the natural. It's a meeting place between man and deities, depending on who you are worshiping. Now, if you look at your family, before you got born again and encountered light, you realize that your father didn't know Jesus, nor your grandfather, nor your great-grandfather. And they all served some deity. Who did they serve? They serve some devil. Whether you believe it or not, they serve a devil. And a lot of them had altars in your background. I was talking to somebody recently. They said, in their family, they come from a royal family. And I said, you don't come from any royal family. It's just the devil's throne you are dealing with. They say royalty. There's no royalty. It's the devil's throne. When you pour libation, kill human beings and pour blood and bloods of animals and all those kind of things, you are dealing with the devil himself, because anytime you are dealing with power, the powers of darkness, it relates to blood, sacrifices, altars. When you touch altar, you are dealing with heavy duty stuff. And like I said yesterday, there are a lot of you seated here under the sound of my voice that are affected by some of these altars and covenants that you have no idea of. You must realize that the earth was cursed as a result of Noah's sacrifice. The altar, he set up an altar, made a sacrifice, and the altar was set up on the earth. The sacrifices were made on the earth, but heaven immediately responded to the sacrifices that were made on the altars. And I told you also that 7 times the land of Israel was redeemed by altars. From Abraham, Isaac to Jacob, they set up altars 7 times to redeem the land and to consecrate that land. And so there is no way that the Arabs can ever take that land, because that land was consecrated, dedicated to God. Covenants were established on that land by special sacrifices made on altars. They made covenant, they covenanted the land to Jehovah. And so no power of darkness, let the nations of the world come together against Israel, they can't have that land. They can't have it, because that land has been redeemed by powers. It has been redeemed by special activities of the altars. Now, every one of you seated here, you came from somewhere. If you go to your village and to your father's house and to your mother's house, there is something there. That's why when Gideon set up a new altar, God told him, it is good for you to set up a new altar, but go to your father's house and destroy the one that is there. Because if you don't destroy the one that is there, it will hinder and undermine and prevent you from coming into fulfillment, into prominence, into satisfaction. You will never have your place in life, because something will always be pulling you back. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to believe it, that backgrounds are very powerful. Don't underestimate your background. I told you yesterday that when God came on the earth in the beginning, he saw that darkness was upon the face of the earth. And the Bible said the earth was without form. There was no order. Everywhere confusion. And God brought order to the earth and spoke, and there was light, divided the land from the waters, the night from the day, set everything in place. And the first thing God did was to take an offering from the earth. And the offering he took from the earth is the body of man. And then he took that offering and he put his spirit and his breath into that body. Now the reason why man dies is because no man can outgive God, and God is no man's debtor. That is to say that you return to where you came from. So because God took an offering from the earth, which is the body of man, that offering that God took, when God has finished using it, it must go back to where it came from. So God will never be a debtor of the earth. So whatever you give to God, you get it back. Amen? Now, where did you come from? If every one of you sit down and check your background, you realize that there is something at your background. Unless, I said to somebody recently, I said, people like us and you that have encountered Christ in our time, we will have a different altar from the altars of our fathers. Because when my father died and I went to my father's village, I understood the reason for a lot of problems in the life of my father's children. It was that day I understood and I said, Lord God, have mercy. Now things make sense to me. I could sit there and I could see the elders of the village and the old ladies and everybody coming around and the things they were doing. I understood it clearly. And I said, this is where the problem is coming from, here, right here. So you might live in the city, you might live anywhere on the face of the earth, but you got to understand that in the spirit, there is no distance in the realms of the spirit. You don't have to travel hours in the spirit to be in a place. The spirit world is the same, and it's very sophisticated. So some of these things are very real. If you are going to begin to deal with altars, you got to understand that you have to arm yourself. You got to cover yourself in the blood. You got to take hold of the whole armor of God. Then you got to be anointed for battle. David said, it is God that gets me with strength to the battle. By my God, I run through troops. By my God, have I leap over a wall. And I believe, God, that some of you are going to run through certain troops. You are going to run through certain demonic troops. You will run and you will not be weary. You will walk and you will not faint, because your strength is going to be renewed by the reason of the anointing. And you will mount up with wings like the eagle. You will soar high above every storm, high above every opposition, high above every resistance of the devil. And in no devil on earth that can hold you down. If you believe it, shout yes. Somebody said the devil is a liar. And so is his mother-in-law. Come with me if you please. Say, I please. Say, anointed for battle. Psalm 89, reading from the 20th verse to the 23rd verse. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Understand oil. Everybody say oil. Everybody say holy oil. How many of you have your oil lifted up? Listen to me, friend. After prayer is done and said, this oil loses its natural tendencies. Spiritual infusion through the medium of prayer takes place. There is a divine contact. The power of God contacts the oil. And the oil loses its natural tendency for spiritual activities and operation. Say hallelujah. He said, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Somebody is going to be anointed for battle here with the holy oil of Jehovah. With whom my hand shall be established, and my arm also shall strengthen him. You see, by the reason of that anointing, you are going to be strengthened. I said, by the reason of today's anointing, you are going to be strengthened in the spirit. You are going to be strengthened for battle. You are going to be undergirded with strength to the battle. You are going to run through troops. Never again will you sleep and dream and see a witch or a snake or a dog or a monkey chasing you. In the name of Jesus, you will chase anything that used to chase you from today. I said before today, anything that used to chase you and pursue you in your dreams, you are going to begin to chase it and pursue it and overtake it and slay it and eliminate it and terminate it and kill it. Say hallelujah. The cycle is going to be reversed. Whatever worked against you is going to work for you from tonight. You didn't hear what I said. I said, after you are anointed with oil tonight, whatever worked against you shall begin to work for you. Whatever was against you, you will have advantage over it from today. Anything that was not on your side shall be on your side. Look at verse 22. The enemy will not subject him to tribunes. You shall not be subjected to tribunes. Say, I will not be subjected to tribunes. You know the reason? Say, the oil. Talk to me, somebody. Say, the oil, the oil, the oil. Listen. Do you know in Israel, in those days, they anoint the sheep with special oil that contains special spices. And the reason for those oil with special spices is to free them from flies, amen, and from all kinds of insects and things that will try to attack them. By the reason of that oil with the special spices, the sheep is protected, freed, preserved from the attacks of all kinds of insects and flies. And there is something about being anointed with oil. The enemy cannot handle the oil. He can't stand the oil because it is a point of contact through which the Holy Ghost gives expressions to the power of God in the life of the believer. When the oil is sprayed over, it loses its natural tendency. Something happens supernaturally that causes the believer to begin to experience unusual activities of the spirit in the life of the believer when the oil is applied. Say hallelujah. Say anointed for battle. Say anointed for battle. Say tonight, I am going to be anointed with fresh oil for the battle. For God gets me with strength to the battle. By my God, I will run through every troop. I will leap over every wall of opposition and gain advantage over the enemy. I will gain advantage. I will gain advantage over my background in the name of the Lord Jesus. Look at verse 23, Psalm 89. We are in verse 23. He said, and I'll beat down his what? Kadoba parasote. Before his face, and I will plague, say divine plagues. Say, I invoke, I decree divine plagues over the priests of the satanic altars of my background. I subject every satanic anointing from my background to divine plagues in the name of Jesus. I afflict satanic anointings, satanic priests from my background. I afflict them with divine plagues in the name of Jesus. They will no more discover me. In the name of Jesus, I make them my footstool. I place my right foot on their neck. In the name of Jesus. You know what you are doing? We are in battle now. The battle is battle of words. Say his words. If the devil wants to destroy you, he speaks. When Goliath met David, he looked at David in the eye and said to David, come right here, young man. And he said, this day I will cut off your head and give your flesh to the beast of the field and to the fowls of the air. And David looked at him in the eye, and David said, I will react to your words. I'm not going to ignore the words of the enemy. I will react to your words. And David said, you come against me with a shield, with a sword and a spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. And he said, this day will the Lord deliver you into my hands, and by your sword I will slay you, cut off your head, and give your flesh to the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the field, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Lift up your hands and shout, I believe. It's a battle of words. You got to speak back. Those declarations we are making, it's very powerful out here. Something is happening in the realm of the spirit right now. Every demonic and satanic anointings from your background. Do you know that certain people get angry so easily and can't control their anger? Some people get so depressed, so violent, oppressed, discouraged. When they are so close to major breakthroughs, they give up. Some people are very destructive in character. There are all kinds of things that happen in the life of people you can't explain. I want to tell you something. Some of those things that are uncontrollable, that you don't have solution and answers for, chances are that they are part of the manifestations of the satanic anointings from your genes. And though you are born again, it's still flowing through your bloodline. That's why you need to have communion as often as possible. Because anytime you have communion, you inject the blood and the life of Christ into your system. Because the life is in the blood. So anytime you have communion, you are injecting the life of God, the Zoe, the life of Almighty, the omnipotent power of God. You inject the life of Jehovah into your blood and into your system for cleansings and for sanctification and purification of the blood of your genes and of your background. Come with me to Psalm 92. Say, anointed for battle. Psalm 92 verse 10. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. Something is going to happen. He said, listen, I'm going to get hold of something, and because of that, my horn shall be exalted as a result of the oil. Then look at it. He said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And as a result of the fresh oil, look at the 11th verse. He said, because of the oil, my eyes also shall see my desire upon my enemies, and my ears shall hear. From tonight, you are going to hear something. You are going to hear what you desire of the enemy that rose up against thee to destroy you. You are going to anoint your ear to hear exactly what you desire to hear. Nothing less than what you desire to hear. You will hear about the destruction of him that is too strong and mighty for you to handle. For some of you, certain people in your background must die in order for you to be free. There are certain people in your background, as long as they live, you will never break through. Because they will always allow for the devil to upset you and to create problems in your life. And until they turn around to Christ and renounce some of those demonic anointings on their life, when you start doing the right thing, the earth will open up his mouth 6 feet and swallow them. You know what that is? What is that? That is the grave. Whenever they dig 6 feet, that is the earth opening up his mouth and claiming back. Minus your body. Your body is exempted. Until your work on earth is finished, your body is exempted. The earth is not permitted and it is not allowed to open his mouth where you are concerned to swallow you up. Whenever it opens his mouth, it favors you, but not to swallow you up. Say hallelujah. Hear, O earth, that you favor the cause of the redeemer of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Say hallelujah. Psalm 92. I want you all to read Psalm 92. Are you there? Okay, read verse 10. Everybody want to go? Are there some wicked that must fall? Do you know some wicked people who must fall? How many of you have enemies here? You think you don't have an enemy? Every demon spirit is your enemy. Are you hearing me? And demons have also human agents they operate through. So you must sit down there and think you don't have an enemy. Any one of you who don't have an enemy is because Satan don't desire anything you have. If you don't have an enemy, it's an indication that you don't have anything Satan likes. But if you have anything Satan desires, then he will target you as an enemy. Amen? He said, because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Because of the oil. Say the oil. The oil. Oh, somebody talk to me. Say the oil. The oil. He said, because of the oil, I shall be anointed with what? Fresh oil. I have found David my servant, with whom I have anointed with what? My holy oil. And because of the oil, the enemy shall not exact on him. The son of wickedness will not afflict him. He cannot afflict you from today. I said he cannot afflict you. Those of you who have all kinds of nightmare at night, is because you don't anoint yourself before you go to bed. But if you lift up the oil and you speak in tongues and command the oil to lose its natural tendencies for spiritual operations and activities, and anoint yourself with oil and go to sleep. I was preaching the other day in Ghana, and one of the sisters in the church had a lot of challenges in having pregnancy. She had one girl, and after that she will not have a child anymore. Anytime she took in a seed, it was aborted. And this one time she followed me to see a doctor friend of mine. She believed she was pregnant. But when we were going, the Lord said to me that she's not pregnant, that there is death in her stomach. So I told her, I said, listen, you are not pregnant. What you are carrying is death. He said, how can you say that? I said, that is what I'm perceiving in the spirit. We went to see the doctor, and I said, listen, said, she believes she's pregnant. I perceive it's not pregnancy, but it's death. So he said, okay, let me examine her. And he took her in there and examined her and everything and came back and said, it is not pregnancy, it is tumor growth in there. And if something is not done, within 3 weeks, she'll die. She went to see the doctor, and they have to rush her to London. And as a result of what she was carrying, she lost one of her tubes. They have to remove one of the tubes. And then it affected the other one too. And the doctor said, chances of having children is out. It will take a miracle. She told me, and I said, don't worry. Let's ask God to use that one there to perform the miracle. So I anointed her and laid hands and asked God that raises the dead. I said, you can raise the dead. This one is not dead. So use that one tube to perform the miracle. Granted the desire of her heart through that one tube. Whatever you have to keep that baby, do it. She got pregnant. And then the pregnancy stood for 6 months. Everything was going all right. And then the enemy started attacking. She began to bleed. And I was preaching, and then the anointing came upon me. And the Lord said, make a declaration of anything and it shall be done. I'll honor it. And I said, from today, any spirit entity operating through human agents, persons without bodies and super beings, visible or invisible, thrones and dominions, that defiles the women in Zion. From tonight, anyone that visits any of the women in Zion in this church, you shall be visited by death. I just declared it. And I told her, I said, that night when you go to sleep, anoint your bed and your pillow, and pour oil at the entrance of your gate, and declare that the enemy will not trespass. That this is kingdom property and kingdom territory. It is kingdom zone. He has no right here. And she said that night, at about 3 a.m., the bed began to shake. And the husband was asleep. He didn't know what was going on. And he said, wake up, wake up, look, look. And he saw a man standing by the door, but he couldn't enter. He was forcing to enter, but he couldn't come through. The next morning, she called me and said, he came again. And I said, don't worry, it's your father. I said, it is your father. You'll hear very soon what will happen. That very weekend, the father died. It's a spiritual wickedness. His own father was visiting him every night and sleeping with her every night and aborting the babies. So her womb was the altar of the father. He was a wizard. And the womb of her daughter was the altar where the sacrifices were performed. And the sacrifices were the children of her daughter. And immediately after that act, she loses the pregnancy. Every time when the man comes to sleep with her, she will lose the pregnancy. And I said, your womb has become an altar. And that is where the sacrifices of blood takes place. The father died. She had the baby. She named the baby after me. She has another one too now. There is something about the anointing. I said there is something about the anointing. I said there is something about the anointing. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for fresh oil. Somebody say fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. They will grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Oh, God, I love this. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in an old age. Don't mess with us, folks. Are you hearing me? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come with me to Psalm 23. Psalm 23, verse 5. Thou preparest me a table. Hallelujah. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my what? Head with what? Oil. And as a result of the anointing of the oil, what happens? My cup runneth over. Your cup is going to run over. Because the anointing is about to hit you. And after that the anointing hits you, your cup has no choice but to run over. Are you hearing me, somebody? Things are going to begin to move in the right direction for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, anything you touch shall become a blessing. The curse is reversed from tonight after the oil touches you. Now, when you go home, like I said, pull down through declaration every altar of Satan in your background. Some of you women that takes in seed, and every time you get pregnant, you lose the baby, it passes away. It's possible that your womb is an altar. Anoint your womb with oil. Stop every access the enemy has through your womb. Anoint the womb and raise up a new altar to God. That your womb brings forth children that will sing of the praises of God. The purpose for which it was created, it serves it and no other purpose. Amen. The Bible said, and Samuel took the horn of oil. And Samuel took the horn of oil. And anointed David with oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David immediately from that time forth. When did the Spirit of the Lord come upon him? After the oil was applied, the Spirit made contact with him. I'm telling you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that the Spirit of the Lord will make contact with you tonight. You are going to encounter the Spirit of God in a very unprecedented way. After you are anointed with oil tonight, something is about to happen to somebody tonight. Now tonight, I didn't come to talk to every one of you. I just came to talk to somebody. I came to talk to somebody. I didn't come to talk to every one of you. The Lord sent me to come and talk to somebody. Somebody. I am here to deliver a message to somebody. That tonight somebody is about to be anointed for battle. Somebody is about to be anointed for battle where your strength is going to be renewed and you are going to mount up with the wings of an eagle and you are going to begin to soar in heavenly places and over the heights and the hills of the land. You will soar over every wind and storm and nothing can stop you because you have the wing of an eagle. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil have I anointed him. And because of the oil, he shall be strengthened. My arm shall establish him. The enemy will not subject him to tribunes, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before him and plague those who hate him. Today, let divine plagues and curses be released. On your behalf against those horns, those wicked activities of the altars of Satan in your father's house and in your mother's house. Some of you are here working so hard and killing yourself to make ends meet. Doing 3, 4, 5 jobs to send money home to do something. And the enemy is just working overtime around the clock to plague you with misfortune, disappointment,
sending financial hardship and financial embarrassment, releasing weapons and curses from tonight. Anybody that imagines evil against you, that evil shall happen to them. In the name of Jesus. After you are anointed tonight, any son of wickedness that will attempt to speak any evil against you, that which they say shall be multiplied and shall return to them and it shall overtake them. But for you, it shall not come near thee. Only with your eyes you will behold and see the salary of the wicked. For it is written, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely they shall gather, said the Lord, but not by me. And whosoever shall gather against thee shall fall for thy sake. That scripture is enforced on your behalf from tonight. The Bible says, for who we see that saith a thing and it cometh to pass when the Lord God commanded it not? Who is he? Who? Who saith and it cometh to pass when Jehovah have not sanctioned it? Whatever the enemy have desired for you, whatever the devil has imagined about you, whatever the devil has spoken concerning your life, into Pleiades, into Aturos, into Orion, into Mazarot, into the zodiacs and the horns of the enemy, we speak by the word of the Lord that it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. In the name of Jesus, by the reason of the anointing that you are about to receive tonight, whatever the enemy has conceived about you, whatever tomorrow, you see, you got to understand something. The blessing comes from the womb of the morning, from the presence of God. The devil knows how to orchestrate and to use the very element God uses. Are you hearing me? There are certain particular times in the life of certain individuals and certain things go wrong with their life. For instance, take women that have a lot of pain at the time of their menstrual cycle. They suffer a lot of pain. Those kind of things are not just a pain. It is a spirit of affliction. But behind that spirit of affliction is a wicked spirit that has projected and programmed something into the constellations to make sure that at every given time of the month, that which they desire and that which they imagine to see, that a particular woman is tormented and afflicted and oppressed, happens, they don't have to be where you are. The thing has just been programmed. So as long as you are walking the earth and you are under the heavens, it will affect you. Whatever has been programmed into the heavens, into the constellations, whatever has been programmed into the stars, into the moon, whatever has been programmed against your future in the heavens above, nor beneath the earth, nor beneath the waters of the earth, wherever it is, whether it is within stones, do you know stones can speak? The Bible said that the stones cry out, and Jesus himself said that if you don't praise the Lord, I can raise the stones to praise. Now, whatever you have been likened to, whether a tree, and they have made incantations about those trees and declarations has been made, I came to declare to you tonight by the reason of the anointing and by the prophetic word of God. In the name of Jesus, that which the enemy has programmed into the heavens, into the atmosphere against you, from today, as you receive the anointing for battle, it is aborted in the name of Jesus, name above every other name. Lift up your right hand. Say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, whatever you have conceived, purpose, whatever you are pregnant with, against my future, against my destiny, my loved ones, and my family, by the reason of the blood of the Lamb, It is terminated. I terminate it from your very womb. I project the blood of Jesus into your womb, and I abort it in the name of Jesus. Topakasan. Lift up your hand, pray in the spirit. Kadosh.
We know that you are blessed by this message, and we hope that you join us again soon. For more information on ACI materials and products, please visit our bookshop. You may also visit us online at www.actionchapel.net. Once again, thank you for joining us, and may the light of God continue to shine on you.